A spokesman for Afghanistan's new defense ministry says Osama bin Laden has escaped to Pakistan and is under the protection of a radical Islamic group. The Pentagon says it cannot confirm that report. The recently released videotape of bin Laden sheds little light on his whereabouts or even if he's still alive. U.S. Special Forces are continuing the search for him in the Tora Bora region of eastern Afghanistan. NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
The Afghan defense official claims that a Pakistani Islamic party called Jamiat Ulema-e-Islam, or JUI, is harboring bin Laden. The JUI helped create the radical Taliban regime and organized large pro-Taliban rallies during the U.S. bombing campaign in Afghanistan. There is other evidence that suggests bin Laden may indeed have fled to Pakistan. Local villagers here in Tora Bora claim to have seen bin Laden, dressed in Afghan-style clothing, heading east towards the Pakistani border. They said he left several weeks ago, before the U.S. launched an all-out attack on Tora Bora. It's only about a 12-hour hike from Tora Bora to the lightly guarded Pakistani border. Once in these so-called tribal areas of Pakistan, bin Laden would find plenty of supporters. But U.S. officials say he may already be dead, killed during the massive bombardment of the Tora Bora region. That's why the U.S., with the help of local Afghan fighters, continues to scour the rugged mountain range. About a dozen U.S. Special Forces have set up a small base camp on Tora Bora. They're dressed in civilian clothing and look relaxed, apparently convinced that the Al-Qaeda fighters no longer pose a threat here. Mohammed Twaib, a local doctor, says he's seen no sign of Al-Qaeda recently.
We saw some caves, but there was no Al-Qaeda. They were, all of them were escaped from the caves, but there were some empty caves.
Empty, he says, except for a few Kalashnikov rifles, some ammunition, and several documents written in Arabic. Outside the entrance to one of the caves, Twaib says, he found freshly dug graves, dead Al-Qaeda fighters, hastily buried by local Afghan villagers. Everywhere on Tora Bora, there's evidence of the massive U.S. bombing campaign and the equally ferocious ground assault by local Afghan fighters. Khosrow Habibi, my guide, points out a pickup truck scorched black and next to it a few scraps of bloodied clothing.
You see the pieces of bomb. You see this? You see bullets? Follow, bullets. You see boxes of bullets. Oh my god. So be careful, there are some bombs.
Okay.
Unexploded bomb.
These unexploded bombs represent just one of the dangers facing U.S. Special Forces and their Afghan comrades as they scour the caves of Tora Bora. Some of the caves may be booby-trapped. A plan to send U.S. Marines to search the caves has been put on hold indefinitely. Instead, the U.S. is trying to entice local Afghan fighters to conduct the search themselves. They're reluctant to do so. They've already defeated Al-Qaeda and scooped up most of the weapons and ammunition they left behind. There's a cultural issue as well. Afghans are hesitant to unearth the graves of fellow Muslims. The U.S. is hoping that the lure of money and weapons will convince them to take up this grim and dangerous task anyway. It's not yet clear if they will agree to do so, but one thing is certain. Osama bin Laden has few friends left in this part of Afghanistan. Many Afghans, such as Abdul Samad Momand, personally blame bin Laden for ruining their country. Momand says he's not interested in the $25 million reward. He just wants to ask Osama bin Laden a few questions.
I want to ask bin Laden about what he did to my country, to my people. In fact, I will give America $25 million if they give me bin Laden. I swear I will just skin him alive.
A lot of people clearly feel the same way, but Pentagon officials say the bottom line is they don't know where Osama bin Laden is. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says he receives so many conflicting reports about bin Laden's whereabouts that, quote, I've stopped chasing them. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tora Bora, Afghanistan.